which is Matthew 5:44. Let's go to Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. I mean, that's got to be a misprint. What? It's hard for me to love you guys, much less my enemies. Christians. I mean, have you ever seen a Christian that really turned you off? That was meaner than the devil himself? Have you seen Christians that's hard to get along with? Of course. Why are we like that? Because we don't read the Word. We don't understand what it means when God says love one another. He must have really knew what we were going to be like, because he didn't look at me and tell me to love Theo. He said, I command you to love him. Amen. Is that what he said? Amen. And that's what he told you to do to me, right, brother? Amen. Praise God. See, now the king knew what we were going to be like. So he says, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Now, if we get to the church, if we get to where we can do that, if we get to where we can love our enemies, surely we can love one another in the church, right? So when we start walking in love, that's the attributes of God. And if you want to see God show up to answer your prayer, you become obedient to what he says in this book. Love your enemies. Not just the church, but love your enemies. I mean, I was up here in the Baptist church here a while back. It's been a few, 3 or 4 years ago. And there was a lady that I knew. I know lots of people in Justin. And there was a lady there, and she was all upset. And, of course, she knew me, and I said, what's wrong with you? And she said, oh, these people in this church just drive me nuts. She said, it's a good thing I'm not God. I said, what would you do if you was God? She said, there's some of them here I'd kill. I said, well, I'm glad you're not God too then. You see what I mean when I say sometimes it's hard even to love the church members, right? Because some of us are not easy to love, you know. Some are easier to love than others, but some of us at some times are not easy to love. If you don't believe that, ask your mate. They'll tell you. Sometimes your mate's easy to love, and sometimes he or she is a tyrant, you know. So, I mean, that's just the way people are. But he says, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Lord, that guy's so mean to me. He's done so many mean things to me. You tell me I got to speak a blessing over this guy? Well, do you want God to answer your prayer? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, yes. You got to do it his way. Your opinions don't count. You got to believe the Word. This is what it says. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. You mean I got to make that old guy a pie and take it to him? Or I mean, that guy, he don't like me. He hates me. And I got to love him? Well, I mean, that's what it says, isn't it? Do good to them that hate you. Some guy's been mean to you, Ferris. He's been mean and he brings his car and wants you to fix it. And you're thinking, me? I ain't doing nothing good for you, you old critter, you. Now, that's the flesh, isn't it? But that ain't what God told you to do, is it? He told you to be nice to him. It makes no difference what he's done to you. And if you want God to answer your prayer, these are the things you've got to do. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And now, Lord, I may be good to them, but I ain't going to pray for them. What? Pray for her? As mean as what she's done to me, pray for her? You got to be kidding me. I mean, we even say that in the church. But God's talking about the world. I mean, we're supposed to be good to each other in the church, my goodness gracious alive. This is the body of Christ that we're talking about here. We're supposed to learn how to walk in love with each other. I mean, we should automatically be able to walk in love with one another in the church. But we have problems doing that, don't we? Why do we have problems doing that? Well, number one, we have too many opinions of what God is like. Many of us have never read these kind of verses and realize that God means what he says. You know, somebody says, pray for him. You got to be kidding me. I ain't going to pray for that guy. But he's your Christian brother. Well, I don't care. I ain't going to pray for him. You hear people talk like that. But you know, that's not what God said. But you know, then when they're disobedient, when they need a prayer answered, they can't get it answered. God don't hear their prayer. He says, "But and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Okay, let's go to Matthew 9:38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now see, we're supposed to pray that the Lord will send forth laborers into the harvest. Somebody said, well, you know, if God knows we need laborers out there, why don't he just send them? You ever stop to think about that? Why did God tell you to pray for this? If he knows the harvest is plenteous, he knows there's people lost all over the place, why does God tell you to ask him to send laborers into the harvest? Because he's given you and me power on the earth. He has given the earth to us, his body. And he won't do anything, because he's a spirit being, he won't do anything on this earth until we pray and ask him to do it. That's just like the man that a few weeks ago that had been comatose for 6 weeks. I am completely convinced and believe that if his friend hadn't come by and picked me up and took me over there that day, by this time that man would be dead. If Lucky and I hadn't went and prayed for his friend, he might be dead today. You know that? Does God answer prayer? Oh, of course he does. Lucky knows he answers prayer. That's why he come by and got me to go with him, because he knows that God said, if two of you go, I will be there with you. He knows that. And so the two of us went in accordance with God's word. We did everything the Lord told us, and now his friend's walking around the hospital. He certainly wasn't walking around the hospital when we went in and prayed for him. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. You need to ask the Lord to do that. I do that regularly. Lord, please send laborers into the harvest. We need people out here that's serving you, that's out here talking about Jesus. We need people like Ann that's out leading people to Jesus. I mean, I just pointed her out right there because she just led a couple of people to Jesus lately. Do you know that that's the greatest miracle? And some of us have never led a person to Christ in our whole life. And I was one of those. I had been a deacon for 20 or 25 years in a Baptist church. And you said, walked up to me one day and said, how many people you led to Jesus this week? I said, this week? Well, how about last month? Last month? How about last year? How about your life? None. What? You're a Sunday school teacher and a deacon in a Baptist church and for 20 years and you ain't never led nobody to Jesus? I didn't know how to lead nobody to Jesus. Ain't that something? So I thought, wow, I guess I better learn how to do this. Well, you know, that's what I am. She's been going to Bible studies and learning all kinds of stuff. Now, look, she's producing fruit from that now. She's bringing people into the kingdom. You know, those of you that have brought people into the kingdom of God, he said, you shall shine as stars in the firmament. And why? Because he's putting diamonds in your crown. Every time you win somebody to Jesus, you're getting another group of diamonds in your crown. And that thing's going to shine so. And I ain't never seen a woman that didn't like crown diamonds in her crown. You know, in fact, I was reading in the NLT about David, where David went out and killed some guy, and he had a big crown with all the rubies and everything in it. And he took it all, put it on him, and it said the crown weighed 75 pounds. I thought, well, I'd hate to carry that thing around very much, would you? Wow. Gold with all kinds of rubies and diamonds. I'd like to have one or two of them. You know, I might sell it, you know, and pay for my gas and stuff like that, you know. But praise the Lord. But he tells us there in Matthew 9:38 to pray that the Lord will send laborers. Now, Matthew 14:23. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Now, wait a minute. If Jesus went up to pray, do you think you and me ought to spend a little time alone with the Lord praying? It says there that, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Who was there with him? God. The Father was there with him, but he went up to pray, to spend time talking to his Heavenly Father. Now then, if you don't talk to your dad on earth, except when you need something, dad probably won't be real glad to see you every time you come, if the only time you ever come is when you want something. You know, we shouldn't spend time with dad on a regular basis, right? And, you know, if you spend time with dad on a regular basis, dad automatically knows what you need, and he will sense it, and there'll be times he'll just meet that need, whatever it is. You won't even have to ask. That's kind of like our Heavenly Father. if we spend time praising Him and worshiping Him and talking to Him and exalting Him and all those things, when you do need something, you can come and ask and He'll say yes. But you got to spend time with Him. Now, if you're not spending any time alone with God, you need to start. Because until you do that, chances are you'll not see very many answers to prayer. But we're too busy. We're too busy. And we're too tired at the end of the day. We work too hard, too long. And we didn't seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And so we wind up missing all the wonderful things. Now, the next verse, verse 21. And 17, how be it this kind, now this kind of what? Now they're talking about two things here in the scriptures before that, and he's talking about casting out a demon, and he's talking about unbelief. So this is either one or both. But it says, the answer to their question when they said, why could we not cast out this demon? Jesus said, this kind of unbelief or demon goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Now, I had been in a Baptist church a lot of years in my life, and I didn't know about fasting. Nobody ever taught me about fasting. I guess we think that's not important anymore. But fasting is very important if you want to see God do great and wonderful things. Now then, I had done a lot of praying and fasting in my life since I've learned. I've done 3-day fasts, 7-day fasts, 10-day fasts, 12-day fasts, 14-day fasts, and 18-day fasts. But that's the longest I've ever went, is 18 days with only water. And when I did the 18-day one, well, I was married to Cheryl, and she went with me on that one. We did an 18-day fast together. And the Lord spoke to me on the 18th day and told me that our fast was over. He said, you're to stop the fast today. And so I went home and told her. I said, well, the fast is over. And, of course, she, you know, weak in her weakness, she couldn't hardly get up off the chair. She said, no, we're not stopping. Well, you can't talk to a woman that's got her mind set. You just go ahead and do something else. Well, but the end that night, late in the night, and I eased off the side of the bed, and when I did, she said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to get a cup of tea, and I'm going to put honey in it. She said, that'll break the fast.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.